This is Radio Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. Columbia Gas has reached an $80 million settlement with the Merrimack Valley communities of Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover. The money is compensation for damage wrought by last year's gas explosions and fires. It'll help pay for things like fixing roads torn up when Columbia replaced 43 miles of underground pipeline. Municipal and company officials announced the settlement at a news conference this afternoon. Andover Town Manager Andrew Flanagan was among them, and he joins us now. Hello, Mr. Town Manager.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for being with us. I know that you negotiated this settlement along with the Lawrence mayor, Dan Rivera, and North Andover's interim town manager, Lynn Savage. So can you take us inside those talks? How did this deal get done? How did you arrive at $80 million?
Sure. So the process actually began the night of September 13th when we were actively responding to the emergency in itself. We began to mobilize some of our administrative staff, in this case our finance staff, our accounting staff, and what they really did was go through a process of accounting what our expenses were in real time, so the cost of personnel, the cost of equipment, in some instances where we had to execute a contract for services. All those costs were being tabulated. So when we came into the winter and out of the real recovery efforts that happened throughout the fall, we had a general understanding of what our costs were associated with the event. Simultaneously with that, our public works director worked with his two colleagues in Lawrence and North Andover to inventory all of the impacted roads and sidewalks and soft services, so any fields or parks that were impacted by this. So we went into the negotiations armed with a lot of material and had a general understanding of what costs needed to be included in the form of a settlement if we were to agree. And the process took several months. It's a legal document, and with a legal document, everything is subject to negotiation. So we spent about 3 months negotiating the different aspects of it. But in the end, I think the agreement reflects what our costs were, and it's going to do a number of things for Andover. One being, it will certainly offset the costs we incurred. It will allow us to proceed with putting back about 19 miles worth of road curb to curb to repair and in some instances replace the impacted sidewalks, and then give us some flexibility to make strategic investments in other functions within the organization that will be reflective of what the community went through on September 13th.
And I should note that this settlement is separate from the claims that Columbia has already paid out to homeowners and businesses. Columbia's parent company said in its latest financial report that the disaster has cost it about $1.6 billion. So it's not like this $80 million settlement today is all that Columbia is paying. But at today's news conference, Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera did suggest the company should be paying a little more.
We all wish the number was higher. But if you take into account the time value of money and the cost of lengthy litigation into account, this is a good deal.
So, Andrew Flanagan, do you agree with Dan Rivera there? I mean, you said you were keeping a very accurate ledger all throughout the process. Should it have been higher to cover the true cost?
So I think with any negotiation, we obviously would like to see a number higher than what's eventually agreed upon, but it's just that a negotiation. And for me, what was important is that all of our costs were covered, and this settlement covers all of our costs, provides us with the resources to make the investments in the infrastructure that are necessary to improve the conditions prior to September 13th, and like I said, give us some flexibility to make some strategic investments. So in that regard, the settlement gives us the ability to do what we need to do moving forward.
And we did hear from Columbia Gas of Massachusetts' new president, Mark Kempick, at today's news conference. He underscored that the payments are just one way the company is responding to the disaster.
We do realize the tremendous impact that this has had on the residents and the communities here, and we are committed to restoring people back to where they were prior to this event.
So the rhetoric there, Andrew Flanagan, certainly sounds very understanding and sympathetic, but we do know that Columbia's initial response was far from perfect. I mean, public communication was poor at the outset. We remember that a frustrated Governor Charlie Baker stripped the company of its recovery management responsibilities, and then Columbia missed its goal of returning service to all customers by Thanksgiving. So have things improved in the 8 months since?
So you're right. Initially, out of the gate, Columbia Gas fell down. In the coming weeks and months, they went through a process where they were mobilizing their own resources in an effort to try to improve the response. But I think if you were to classify the fall, you would say it was a really frustrating period for us on the municipal side in terms of our interactions with Columbia Gas. I'm hopeful, based on having time be on our side for this next phase, that Columbia Gas will have taken the appropriate steps in order to have a more effective and successful deployment of phase two, meaning that they have to go back into a number of homes, a number of businesses, and finish the work they were unable to complete by the end of the calendar year. And it's certainly my expectation that they do a much better job at that than they did in phase one.
Yeah, there's sort of two layers to it, right? I mean, there's the physical damage, and then there's the reputational damage. We spoke earlier today with Brigham McCown. He's the former head of the Federal Pipelines and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. And he says that it's going to take a lot more than just the settlement to rebuild the reputation of Columbia Gas.
Columbia Gas has a long road to go to repair and restore its image and restore that trust. That's not something that gets restored by writing a check. It's not something that gets restored by just saying, trust us, moving forward, we're making changes. It's something that has to be earned every day.
So how do they do that, Andrew Flanagan? I mean, how does Columbia Gas regain the trust of your community?
So I think it's accurate to say this is just one minor small step in that process of rebuilding trust. I think it's very much accurate to say that's their biggest hurdle. But I think every step that they're able to move forward in a way that is acceptable to the public, that an incremental steps will go a long way in building trust. It starts with this phase two. They've got to get in those people's houses, make good on their commitment to repair or replace what hadn't been fixed in round one. And I think then when they head into a rate hearing with the DPU in the future, make it very clear that the costs associated with making the municipalities whole, the costs that are needed to replace all the equipment in people's and businesses' homes, that's not all recovered through rate. And I think that will be a real sign of good faith. Rather than go to the DPU and say, we need to raise our rates to offset these extraordinary costs, they acknowledge that that is a cost of their mistake, and it's not become a matter of rate recovery.
I'll just note that Kempick was on our air last week. He wouldn't rule out asking for a rate hike, but he said the company isn't thinking about that at this time. That's Andrew Flanagan, Andover Town Manager. Thanks so much for your time today, sir.
Thank you.